And then let's bring in head coach Dan Da Silva, who is waiting outside and allowing the player to go first. I know this is a very satisfying victory for the team tonight. I think you have to flip it all the way around. There you go. Yeah, there you go. All right.
Betty.
Yeah. Again, he even had a cap on.
Yeah, I know.
It doesn't matter.
I know. The ear sweat is what gets you. Do you mind if I do a quick shout-out?
You go right ahead.
First, I just want to say hi to my niece and nephew who are listening, Emily and Joe. So okay. They're big Blades fans. They live near, on a farm near Beachy, and I know they come to Swift Current quite a bit, but they're still Blades fans and bleed blue. So I just want to say hi to them.
All right. Beachy Western days. That's a nice little town. You know, not too far from Swift Current. Nice little game. Just a tremendous defensive effort. You were able to shut down. I talked to Andrew Sauer before the game. They've got five guys up front who all have at least a point a game, and they didn't do a whole heck of a lot tonight.
You have the dressing room bugged. I'm convinced of it. I am convinced of this, Les. I'm going to bring somebody in and sweep the room here. That's what we just said to the team. We know that they have some offensive players, some highly skilled players that can make you pay, and we knew that it was the key to the game. We learned our lessons from last time in Saskatoon. They were up 3-0 and up giving up six straight goals, and most of them are off the rush, right? Giving them time and space, and our guys just bought into the defense first mindset. I thought it was a defensive clinic, honestly. I think that everyone bought into it. We had enough chances to capitalize and win the game. Power play gets a big one. PK was huge in the third period. Evan Gardner was unbelievable in it for us in net, and to hold a team like that to 22 shots is a credit to everyone.
I think that's maybe the key thing. I mean, yeah, Gardner had to make a few saves, not a lot, a few saves. Maybe the biggest one was off of right near the end of the second period when it was still only 1-0 off of Brzezinski. But other than that, your defensive zone positioning and throughout neutral ice area, they just couldn't move in the neutral ice area.
Yeah, I mean, it was a clinic in my opinion. One of our best defensive efforts of the year. And these guys are just learning what it takes to win hockey games in this league. It's hard. They're young. We've had moving pieces. Guys come from different organizations, right? They're getting used to the systems, and now they're learning and they're buying into what it takes to actually win hockey games. And I'm very, very proud of this group.
How much did you exhale in happiness when you finally got a power play goal in the third period to go up to?
Yeah. We had three in before that we didn't capitalize on. So it's like, okay, you know, we're playing with fire here. It'd be nice to get an insurance marker. And then that power play was dangerous right from the start. We had multiple chances, and then it was Langer, I'm pretty sure, that was able to finally put it in the back of the net, and that was a big goal for us. I think just confidence-wise, everyone can kind of take a breath. You know, we have a little bit of space, but they came back and had a really good shift right after and put some pressure on us, and we knew that there's still work to do, right? We have to stay focused. Really job-focused is really what it is, and the job was to, you know, not sit back on our heels, play on our toes, and keep playing the way we were.
That's another team now you've left in the rearview mirror. They can't catch you now in the standings, so the opportunity now is to go ahead and continue to go forward and get that first place.
Yeah, exactly. And that's, you know, we're right there. It's exciting. Four games left, coming down the home stretch here. All these games mean something. It's really the best time of the year outside of getting into playoffs. The weather's turning. It's longer days. It's fun to come to the rink right now. And when games mean something, there's big points on the line, and the games are intense and competitive. It's a lot of fun.
Congrats, coach. I look forward to Sunday now when you take on Regina.
You betcha. Thanks, Les.
All right, Dan Da Silva, head coach of the Saskatoon Blades, joining me.